Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Big color, bigger savings. Sherwin-Williams Super Sale is here. Get 40% off paints and stains June 5th through the 11th with prices starting at $30.89. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Hello and welcome to Like-Minded Friends with me, Susie Ruffle.
And me, Tom Allen. Hello.
Tom, before we begin.
Yes?
Would you talk me through what you're wearing?
Please, what sort of filthy phone call is this?
Well, it's a negligee. Is that what we're calling it?
That would be terrible as a stripper because I take ages.
Cufflinks.
One second. Just get the collar straighteners out. I'm wearing a new suit, brown suit.
Yes. This is what I want to talk about, the colour.
Oh, and I paired it with a pink shirt.
Nice.
Actually, stylist Sharon has paired it with a pink shirt.
Yes,
shout out to Sharon Smith.
Yeah, you should know that Tom has a stylist every single day, regardless of what he's doing.
Wherever she lives, in the house. I will be styled. I will not have it any other way. A sort of reddy brown tie and a sort of baby pink pocket square. But it's a nice suit because I like it because it's not too broad on the shoulders. It's got a nice fit and it's a double breasted waistcoat, which I enjoy, with a lapel, which I always think is a chic look.
So you've got a double-breasted waistcoat, and then is the jacket single-breasted?
Yes.
Yes. You can't have 4 breasts.
Well, you can have as many breasts as you like. I think in the sort of 1940s, there was a vogue for having like a waistcoat underneath a double-breasted jacket.
Underneath a Mac.
Underneath a Mac. Underneath a bowler hat.
Underneath an umbrella.
Yeah, underneath an umbrella. Exactly. But it can be a little bit cumbersome. This is a new suit from M&S's autumn range. I'm not...
Clang!
This is an official advert, but if you're wondering where I got it from, that's where I got it from. There you go.
How wide are the legs?
How dare you? Well, it depends how I stand.
How are you standing right now? Do you remember when the Conservative Party did those mad power poses?
Oh, yes, I think I do remember something about that, yes.
And it was like Theresa May standing with her legs akrimbo.
I do remember that, power stances.
And there was this weird thing where someone had said to them, we need to do power stances.
This is what people will want.
Yeah, and everyone went, we don't like it.
Strange, isn't it? That kind of, yes. that world of, is it neuro-linguistic programming? I think when you kind of like do certain things with your hands... to signify, I'm not an expert, there are people out there who are probably experts, but it's where you kind of, so you rarely point, you rarely see a politician point during a speech, but they will sometimes like offer, they'll offer, they'll kind of like do a sort of kind of like, come to me sort of thing, or they'll...
That's what I do in my stand-up. I'm slowly just hypnotising everyone.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, the show actually ends with everyone barking.
Oh, I wonder why I entered into that pyramid scheme. How I got here.
Oh, okay, sure.
Yeah, okay, all right, I'll do it. Okay, she seems to have nice body language.
Why wouldn't we trust her?
Yeah, so that's me.
Tom, How is Menorca? Menorca? Mallorca? Menorca.
Menorca. Come men. On. I go even anywhere for men, don't
even
I?
For the men in Menorca.
You know us. We had a lovely time. We had a hotel that overlooked a rather lovely bay, the most beautiful blue water, and two things I wanted to acknowledge from it. It was lovely. It was all beautiful. You know, I don't like music on the beach.
Oh, no, not again.
Well, this it wasn't music. It was we'd get a sun lounger. We'd rent it for the day. Whoever was
you'd go down very early and put your towels on it.
Well, we didn't do that, but then everybody joking, else was doing it, we noticed. Anyway, that's by the by. But they were, it was people, I don't mean to generalize, but it was boomers, I think, it's fair to say, who loved, because they're now addicted to the reels, I think. And yes. So one, I cannot bear, I actually don't mind music playing out. It's videos from various social media platforms.
Yes. So you get sort of like, do you want to be ma 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 ma?
Yeah,
like
exactly.
All these different
over and over again. Yeah. Of course,
the best thing to eat for breakfast for protein is
yeah. And then it's like, and some annoying like, I went to this place, we did this. It yeah, was this,
get ready
was
with that. Me to go to college.
Oh my goodness, all of those things, all of those sort of sound bites, but rapid fire and a bit of music and a bit of dance music and a bit of classical music and then something else, and I just found it so jarring. And I think, as has been the discussion this week around social media, everybody's aware now that it's designed to be addictive.
Yeah. Do you think we should also ban it for boomers?
I think we'd ban it for everybody.
Yeah. I mean, I think it would be great if someone came out and was like, this is really bad for everyone.
Yeah.
So bad.
I mean, that's just my opinion. Of course, it is lovely in many ways to connect with people.
Of course.
I don't know. Is it?
Well.
Look, sure. There's probably a handful of relationships because of social media.
It's nice when, you know, we can connect with people who like this, for example. Of course, things like that are lovely.
But it's better when you meet them in person.
Of course, of course. I think there is just something about, yeah, I think it's just very difficult to keep a leash on it. It just sort of seems to be like, because you'll go to just sort of see a couple of nice things and then you'll end up seeing something that stresses you out. Or,
yeah.
And then that will be your thought pattern. That's what I find. I say you, I mean me.
No. I think that's absolutely right. I would like occasionally go on TikTok.
Oh,
but
right.
Usually for mainly because I'm looking at football content from what the Lionesses are up to. Sure. And the Fash came to Brighton this week.
Yeah, just
you know the Patriots, the English Patriots, they came to Brighton.
Okay.
And then there was like a counter fascist march.
Oh, sorry. I thought these were football terms. I was like, okay.
No, I mean the fascists.
Okay.
But then because I live in Brighton and my phone must know that, it's sending me things being like, look at what's happening in Brighton. I'm like, I don't want to know. I know what's happening in Brighton. My family are at the counter protest. But that thing of going, oh, look at all these people being very angry. Do you feel angry? You should feel angry. Would you like to feel angry with these people?
Yeah, that's, I mean, I suppose it's what the tabloids did for years, but yeah.
Yeah, totally.
I think, realizing it's that is how it thrives, I think. And I don't want to be sued by anybody who owns a social media company, but I wonder if it is like that.
No, sure. I don't mind if I get sued by them. I don't think Elon Musk has got enough money to sue me.
I don't think he's got enough money.
I'm going to lawyer up.
Really drag it out. Yeah. For me, I realized it was stressing me out. So I try and limit my time on there now.
Yes, I think that's very true. What did you do to relax on holiday? Did you put in some... Do you have any... So I wear like these little earplug things.
Okay.
When I'm on the train reading because I can't bear other people's social media playing out of their phones.
And it's everywhere. Not to make this like a themed, like one issue podcast.
Oh, and of course we would never have a theme. Heaven forfend.
Heaven forbid we've suddenly stumbled upon one.
But I wear these things. I think they're made by a company called Flair, who are actually in Brighton, who are very good.
Of course they are.
Of course they're gay. I don't think they are, but I mean, the earplugs are gay. Every time you put them in, they go, oh.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. What a squeeze.
Oh, that's nice.
But it means that, I mean, it's sort of bad in a way because I think like, oh, it's a shame that I'm like blocking out the world. But I tend to not, I won't do it when I'm on a walk or anything. And I try not to listen to any music when I'm on a walk and I'm out in the countryside. But I do find that putting them in, it means that like I can actually zone in on my book. and I get less like, I don't want to hear your conversation with your work friend or your doctor or whatever's coming out of your phone.
Yes, yes, absolutely. I think what I worry about, and I'll say this, and
sure,
people laugh at me and say I'm an old man. But
you're an old man.
I'm a year older. But I fear that the world of the phone is about you just do what you want to do. You see what you want to see, and then it gives you more things that it thinks you want to see, and so you're totally isolated in your little world. So you don't have any consideration, or not any. You have less consideration for people around you. So you don't realize you don't have any kind of sense of, I wonder if my actions here are affecting anybody around me.
Yes.
That is, for me, problematic, because I think if that's scaled up, then I think then it's a damaging thing, isn't it? But then I don't mean, this is a fun podcast. I don't mean to make it heavy, but that's what I worry about.
But Tom, I think that's okay. I think that's okay.
I think people will.
I don't think we need to worry about people not liking it. It's okay.
I suppose I feel like we should say it, because I think the trouble is the people who are aware of it and who feel who are considerate of other people are the sort of people who are probably too polite to go up and say, can you turn your phone off?
Yeah.
Sorry, I thought I'd say that. Sorry, but yes.
No, that's absolutely fine. Did you manage to get some downtime when you weren't being completely wound?
Poor Alfie. Sat next. No, I did. I found it a little bit more difficult to unwind this time than I did in previous holidays. I think it just took me a little bit of time to just shake off the... No, but it was nice. We swam in the sea quite a lot, which was
lovely. I love swimming in the sea.
Oh, me too. It's so clear, the water, because Menorca's kind of quiet and underdeveloped, so it's all very kind of nature and...
Oh, love it. Nudist?
Of course. Nobody else, but just me. What do you mean? I thought you were watching TikTok.
Oh, now you're worried about what other people are doing. Now you're considerate of others.
Oh, now I'm here, am I? Yeah.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
My other thing I wanted to point out is my love. I might do a bit of stand-up about
it. My love of
dignified Spanish couples going on a stately promenade each evening.
Oh, yes. Love this.
I love... Do you know... Have you noticed? This is a phenomenon, yeah. I've always seen.
Well, I think it's sort of mainland Europe.
Yes, it does feel quite European.
I think I've seen it in Greece. I think I've seen it in France. Sure.
In Spain, the couples... They will often have a particular look, which is very, very much actually my style. You know, maybe a jumper around.
M&S.
Maybe. They can access one. But a jumper around the neck.
Sure.
Tied.
Yeah.
Maybe a decking shoe, a boat shoe.
Mm-hmm. With a sock, though.
With a sock, always.
Yeah. You can't be doing that. And then those boys are doing.
Ladies often in a cardigan, a little cardigan.
Yeah.
On the shoulder.
Like Elf.
Down. Like Elf will often wear, actually, yeah. And maybe a 3/4 length trouser and a small pump.
Like Elf.
Like Elf. If anything, we are very much European.
Yes. And maybe they might stop on the way and have a small glass of wine.
Maybe a small glass, yeah.
Yeah.
And they'll walk, but they will not be stopped. Whatever is going on, they will walk and observe.
Yeah.
They'll just walk. When we went to Gran Canaria, we saw them in the Umbo Centre. Just
what's the Umbo Centre?
That gay car park. Oh. That all those...
Just the person. Idea of a gay car park is so funny to me.
Yeah, in Gran Canaria. But dignified Spanish couples on the stately promenade will not be stopped. They will walk through. Hello, what's going on here?
Yeah.
We walked past like a sort of cruising leather bar and we thought, I bet like in the middle of it, there's a dignified Spanish couple just...
Yes, just absolutely.
Stately promenade, not being, what's going on over there?
Yeah.
Walk out the other side. Oh, that was interesting.
Yeah. This is fine. Good for them.
This is fine. Good for them. Interesting. Lovely. On we go. On we go with our walk.
I love that.
Sorry, I've talked for ages there. That's my rundown on the horse.
You also had a birthday?
Oh, I had a birthday on Sunday. Yes.
Indeed. What did you do?
Went in the garden.
Nice.
Noticed everything. Was lovely. Sad that some of our new plants have been munched by the slugs, but we carry on.
Do you use any? So Nick, who's been helping me with my garden, told me, do you have any sort of rough plants around the edges of your beds?
No, but apparently,
because that's very good, because they don't like them when they you know the ones that feel sort of furry?
Yes.
They don't like the feel of those in their mouth.
Oh, okay.
So I'll leave them alone.
Because I stupidly left out some tender little lettuces and also some peas.
What are you playing at,
and
Tom?
I thought they wouldn't get up the side of the lettuce because it was a shiny, one of those sort of shiny ceramic pots. No, no.
Oh, babe, if anything, you've greased the wheels.
I said, come on up. Yeah, they look great, Tom.
Come on over, baby.
Why didn't I just move it into the kitchen, you may ask? I don't know.
Well, listen, Tom, we live and learn. Should we do a couple of emails?
Well, yes, but hang on a second.
What?
We haven't talked about your fabulous...
Tits.
Your tits, yes. Come on, Zeus.
Okay, well, you know, I said they're small but perfectly formed. And the great thing about having little tits is that as you get older, they don't really sag.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Any other thoughts?
Well, that's something for the listeners, isn't it?
Well, I think so.
No, about your wonderful show being recorded at the Wilton's Music Hall. And I know Flo has told me what a wonderful evening it was and how perfect it was.
It was very lovely. It was very, very lovely. Everything was lovely. The audience were great. I did it with Turtle Canyon, you know, Stu.
Oh, Stu, yes.
He's great. And 800-pound gorilla. And just lovely people that worked on my previous specials, which was lovely. And Sophie Shubes did my makeup. Joe, my tour manager. Flo was there. Luca. The whole gang. It was really nice. It was really nice. You know, I had the interval nerves where I was sort of like, is this okay? Is it okay? Are we having a nice time? Is everyone having a good one?
Mm-hmm.
And then the second half, I
smashed it.
I really enjoyed. Well, I don't know. I mean, I had a really nice show.
It's modest to say, of course.
People enjoyed it. Everyone laughed at all the right bits.
Mm.
You come away, don't you, going, well, it was as good as that show. Was it as good as that show? And then you go, it was just the show that it was. Everyone laughed.
Oh, you can't overthink those things.
Yeah. So it was very nice. Yeah, it was a real pleasure to do it at Wilton's.
Yeah, what a beautiful venue.
What a beautiful venue.
I think everything in your description there is such an indication of how well you've chosen everything. You know, that's such a mark of such great choices, like great people to work with, great production company, great venue. You know, all of that is so wonderfully chosen. That's such a great thing.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's been, I mean, obviously there's like lovely people who have helped make all those things happen. But yeah, it felt really good. I felt like it was all you really want from recording a show is like, you want to go, this is a really great sort of, I want to capture this moment in time where I wrote this show.
Yes.
And this was what I wanted to do creatively. And like people that have seen the show will know, I've got a couple of shows left, but I think it's okay to say. Like, I tap dance at the end, I do a number. Mm. It's really fun. It's really the show that I wanted to... I've been thinking about ending a show with a song and dance for years, and I've never really had the guts to, like, actually get out my tap shoes.
That's what's so great. Oh, I know exactly what you mean. And I was so frustrated myself by, not to be thinking about me, but the times I did that in my younger days where somebody would just say, oh, you can't do that. Oh, you can't read something out. Oh, you can't do this. And it's like, since then, loads of people have done that.
Yeah. Like, I know you were reading from diaries like years before a lot of other people
were doing it. Like doing diaries and letters and things like that. Yeah.
And yeah. And then all of a sudden someone did it and everyone went, oh no, it's fine.
Yeah. And no one argued with that. I think, like you say, it's confidence. But sorry, I didn't mean to make this about me. But you
but
go,
Tom, that's what we both do. You tell me something about you and then I make it about me. And then I say something about me and you make it about you. And that's what we call friendship.
Friendship, exactly. What a great friendship. But yeah, no, absolutely. And I think that is our great lesson, isn't it? That when we don't hide our light under a bushel.
Yeah, and I think just listen, like, so frequently I have listened to the noise, whether that be like noise from like the voices inside.
Of course, yeah, of course.
You know, the voices inside the internal apartment, or whether it's...
that apartment.
There they are, the voices in the top floor, they're back. Or whether it's, you know, what is perceived to be the right thing to do, or someone that like actually doesn't know fucking anything going, oh, you're doing that. Like some person.
Yeah.
Or some like dude at a gig.
Oh.
Like I remember a dude at a gig who I'm not going to name. I remember a dude at a gig. I'd just been to Edinburgh and I'd had like a really nice run. And I was at the Comedy Store and I was doing the weekend and I was in that space where I had loads of material and I was doing like slightly different sets every night. Which is like a really nice thing to like work out if you can do slightly different stuff every night. So I'd had like a really good weekend. And you're just doing 20 minutes. So if you've just done an hour or an hour and a bit on tour, often you have more than 20, you know? Mm. Anyway, and this guy came up to me and was like, oh, I've been directing shows for Edinburgh. And I was like, cool. And he was like, do you want me to direct your next one to bring you to the next level? And I was like, hun, you've had mediocre gigs all weekend.
Oh my God.
God, like, Lord, give me the confidence of that man.
Oh, my God. Astounding.
Like,
yeah.
It's astounding. But this was quite a few years ago now. But you go, hun, like, you were at Edinburgh and I had a better run than you. Like, this is so nuts that you think, I'm going to go and offer this woman some advice.
What she needs is
What she needs is me, yeah.
It's laughable, isn't it? But in the moment, it can feel quite enormous as well. So I do understand that feeling.
But you go, oh, give me that confidence. But in saying that, you know, what I have learned from doing the show is that it's just very nice to just enjoy it,
just like,
do what you want to do. Exactly. Mm. To do what you want to do. It's lovely.
Absolutely. And I think in Edinburgh in particular, I know we've talked about Edinburgh before, but my reflection on it was that I allowed all those different voices to come in. And I remember thinking, like, should I be trying to please these reviewers? And there's these judges who come in and there's this prize for other people. And then there's this and there's that. And actually, if I'd just been more confident, then I would have. But I know it took that to get to a point of confidence.
Sure.
But you know what I mean? I think all those things, they're like, should I be doing something serious and something with a meaning? Or should, it's talking for an hour. I don't want to, you know, have I got enough stuff to make people? How do I make people love it? Who am I?
Yeah, I'm only seven.
Why am I suddenly in this terrible position? That sort of thing.
Sure.
I think it's probably transferable as an experience.
I think so, probably too.
Walks of life. And I think, yeah, I remember listening to people go, oh my God, did you see blah, blah? Oh my God, they're incredible. And I'm like, oh God, I don't know why are they incredible? I don't understand what makes them incredible. And it's just like, why is this person so obsessed with this other person? Is using this other person's success to kind of bolster themselves or minimize
you? Yes, totally.
Do you know that experience? Have you seen it?
Yes.
Yeah, like, have you seen blah, blah? Oh my God, they're doing amazing.
Oh, you've got to see blah, blah. Honestly, what they're doing is just incredible. And then you go and see blah, blah, and you're like, oh, blah, blah is just sort of doing what they want to do and it's fun. Sure.
Yeah.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Tom, should we have some emails?
Oh.
So we stop trying to crowbar ourselves into each other's stories.
I don't mind either way. You know me. We've had some lovely emails over the last little while.
We have wonderful emails, don't we? We do.
Well, they're always nice. Yeah.
Right, here we go. Dear Tom and Susie, I hope you're well. I thought you might like to know that not only did I pop my cherry as a guest on a podcast, ooh, past 9 p.m. my bedtime, but I also managed to drop in the word clang 5 minutes before the end.
Well,
life
done.
Imitating art and all that quantum physics. Pre my podcast recording, like Rocky Balboa in the snow, I listened to your pottering podcast for training. You and Alan laughing your socks off. Laughing your socked crocs off. Very nice.
Nice, very nice.
Fueled my courage, just enjoying myself. Anyway, out popped a clang mid-poddy. I'm not sure if anyone heard me or clocked it, but it made me chuckle to myself at how much you are enmeshed in my language. And how the listeners of your show would know what I meant if the listeners to my show would also get the in-joke, the Matrix and all that. Any shoe, as my friend Gemma always says. Thanks so much for the podcast. Tutorials that have helped me feel that I'm good enough and just the ticket. I think you're both a real tonic, and that's a real achievement. From Helen.
Helen! How kind. Yeah. Thank you, Helen. I've got a message now, Suze.
Oh, yeah.
Pertaining to, something we talked about before. Hi, Susie and Tom. I just have to stand up for my friend Fee the Vicar, who put her hand up during Susie's gig in Lyme and decided to tell Susie about the 10 p.m. bus she needed to catch to get home to Charmouth. Please don't judge. There are indeed six of us who should have left with her, but we were doubled up with hysteria and embarrassment. Can I explain? A new night bus service has been introduced. Brackets, we're so behind down here. One of the things I really miss about London, don't tell local people that. And there was one at 10:05 and the last one at 11:25 with nothing in between. We'd all thought Susie's show would props finish in time for us to leg it up the hill and get the early one rather than hang around till 11:25. And we probably would have if V hadn't decided to ask permission to leave. She did get the bus and some of us got a lift, but one partner had to get out of his BJs and pick the other three up. I don't think he was best pleased. Our book club group, Tequila Mockingbirds, have also much mileage out of this. Your show was brilliant and you're hilarious, but what a fab end to a great evening. We're still laughing about it now. Love the podcast from Jane and Charmouth.
Jane. Thank you very much.
Jane, lovely to have context on that.
I hope everyone knows that all the feelings that I had about Fee the Vicar asked if she was in, it was all with love. I found it so...
No, I got that.
Yeah, it was like really charming and really sweet. There was only love. Only love. Right. Much love, Tom and Susie. I'm enjoying your novel, Tom.
Oh, my goodness.
To the audiobook as we speak while I slip on the marigolds in the kitchenette and begin scrubbing the remnants of this morning's porridge from a bowl. I wanted to pass on a potential suburbia-themed drag name that fits suitably with your novel, Tom. Annette Curtin.
Oh, what a lovely idea.
I was hoping to see Susie at the Women's FA Cup final this weekend, maybe dressed head to toe as a seagull carrying an inflatable version of you under her arm. It wasn't to be, but I had a great day out and I hope to get down to see Brighton to see them play again soon. Warmest regards. And that's from Andy.
Andy.
Oh, Andy's really across both of our lives. Andy. Thank you, Andy.
Thank you, Andy. Where were you back in those days in Edinburgh we were just talking about?
I guess we'll never know.
We didn't. That is so lovely. Have we got time for one more?
I think so.
Hi, Susie and Tom. Big fan of the show. Have been listening since the beginning. I was at Susie's show last night in Lyme Regis. What an epicenter gig that was.
Do you know what? It was a real moment.
It was a real moment. Which was, of course, fabulously funny and is the catalyst for getting in touch. I'm still laughing at the woman who interrupted Susie to announce she had to get a bus at 10. You handled the situation brilliantly and we were crying with laughter with your response. I wanted to reach out for two reasons. Firstly, without giving too much away about the show, for anyone yet to see it, the finale filled my little lesbian heart and made me feel so seen. I too was completely obsessed with tipping the velvet as a teenager. Oh, I bet. Secondly, I was... too scared to put my hand up. Secondly, I was too scared to put my hand up when you were asking for ghost encounters, so thought would share here to see if anyone else has told you something similar while you've been on tour. One morning, I was just starting to wake up in my own bed. You didn't need to mention that, but okay. I hadn't opened my eyes yet, when suddenly something started pulling me out of bed. I was on my own, brackets, my wife leaves early for work, obviously terrified and fighting against it for what felt like an age, but in reality it was probably just a few seconds. I managed to shout out in my head for help from Archangel Michael, and suddenly the pulling stopped and all was calm again. When my wife got home from work later that day, she said something weird had happened in the night. She'd gotten up for a wee, brackets, yes, we are lesbians in our 40s, bedroom watching us in her sleepy state. I hadn't paid it any more attention. I counted to her.
What?
That same apparition had tried to pull me out of bed that morning. Thankfully, it's not happened again. Anyway, I've gone on for quite long enough. Thank you both for all the like-minded chat. Bye, bye, bye. As we say down here in the West Country, cheers and gone. Much love, Kate. Kiss, kiss, kiss. Kate,
you should have got involved. Because I would love to have spoken to you about that.
I'd love a ghost to get me out of bed in the morning. Make it so much easier.
Really? Boo.
What, a woman standing there watching?
Perv.
Yeah, that's a bit of a perv, isn't it?
Mm.
A perv ghost.
Perv ghosts. You don't hear a lot about perv ghosts.
You don't, actually.
They're probably around.
The television I've left on silent. I thought it was Rachel Reeves, but it's somebody from Bargain Hunt. Anyway.
I mean, they're both trying to do their best with money.
They're both
on a budget.
I thought Rachel Reeves has had her hair done, and then it wasn't her. Sorry to get distracted. But no, I think that's interesting, isn't it? What would you do if that was in your house, Susie?
Burn it to the ground.
Burn it to the ground, of course.
Of course. I think I would feel very worried. If there are any ghosts in the house that are listening right now, I don't need to see you. Just let's carry on living our lives.
Mm.
Well, I'll live mine and you live your death.
Yeah, well, we don't know what they're looking for, do we?
No.
Mm.
Tom.
Yes, Suze.
You're in Liverpool. Are you in Liverpool?
No, Cardiff. Interesting.
Oh, so sorry. Why did I think Liverpool? It's been a
great day so far in Cardiff, looking out across the bay. But
Are you at Cardiff Bay?
Cardiff Bay.
Are you going to go and walk past the Glee Club?
I did it last night.
Did you?
Bring back some memories. I know I'm quite hourly sensitive, I think, these days. But downstairs, there is there are bars next to each other which have speakers outside, and they're both playing different sorts of music. And I thought, guys, just coordinate it.
Make a decision.
It was too cold and grey for anyone to be sat outside anyway.
So
they're just playing it, just like blasting music into a walkway. And I thought it was quite different restaurants were sort of doing it. And I thought, gosh, why? Why? I don't think about it. God, I don't know.
Are you all right, love?
I just think I'm just out of kilter with the world sometimes.
We need to keep working on that time machine, don't we?
I know. As soon as it's ready. No, I'm very happy in many ways. In lots of ways. Always, really. But don't worry about me.
It's okay, Tom. I think you're allowed to have a nice life and also say these things annoy me.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't think any of our listeners are going to be like, what a prick.
I hope not.
I think they'll be like, oh, Tom's a little sensitive soul.
Yes, they probably will. What a sensitive bunny he is.
Yes, what a lovely little sensitive gay he is.
What a sensitive, lovely gay. Sorry, lovely, sensitive, not sensitive, sensitive, lovely.
You must go. You have 10 minutes before you need to go.
7 minutes, yeah.
You need to go and have a wee.
No, I went last week. But I...
like a camel, that guy.
Like a camel. But no, I'm going to go. But,
you go. And I'll see you later.
I will see you later.
If you don't see through the window, I'll see you this week. Maybe we'll have a little chat this week.
I'd love that.
Not recorded.
But we'll definitely feed back to everybody.
Yeah, what we talk about. Okay, dear.
Thanks, everybody.
I'll speak to you later.
Okay, lots of love. Bye for now. Bye.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.